Good afternoon, Technophiles. Hey, this is the hour that we're talking about all the kinds of computer stuff on the entire planet of Earth. Hey, this is Scott Hinke with OnSite Consulting in Denver, Colorado. We have got quite a few things to talk about today. If you haven't been to our show before, let's wrap up a little bit and tell you a little bit about it. The pros are it's a live radio station. You know, you're going to be listening to things live. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe I'm going to flub up. Maybe I'm going to do worse than that on the air. But anyway, it's a great humorous way to listen to somebody who knows quite a bit about technology, possibly screw up majorly on national radio. So anyway, you never know what's going to happen. You could be doing something else right now, of course. I mean, there's, of course, you could be on your Instagram and find out whose other lives are more interesting than yours. You could be on Facebook and watch people say that one thing is happening to their family when, in fact, something else is actually happening to their family. Or you could be on YouTube wondering, why aren't you on YouTube? But quite a few things that we're going to talk about today, but there's three major things. Major. A lot of them are words that you may not be familiar with. One of them is the, good grief, what is it called? The Heartbleed situation. Okay, this has been on every news story practically every day for the past 3 weeks. If you don't know anything about it, you haven't been listening to the news. So we're going to talk about the Heartbleed situation with servers and what you need to do about it. We're going to talk about Windows XP for just a few minutes. I've been hammering this for a couple weeks, and you should have been listening by now, but we're going to say that again. And we're going to talk about the CryptoLocker virus. CryptoLocker has been around for a while. It is in another wave of infections, and we're going to talk about that and how you can protect yourself from that. So if you'd like to leave the show and don't want to hear anything about how to protect yourselves, maybe you're interested in computer headaches, you just like to buy a new computer every year when things like this happen, you don't have to listen to the show. But you know what? If you're money conscious and you want to buy a computer only when you really need one, every 5 to 7 years, and want to spend your life doing something else besides dealing with computer problems, then come ahead and listen to the show. This is Scott Hinke. I've been consulting for 33 years. 33 years. That's a third of a century. And a century is 101 years. So we've got a lot of things to talk about. You know, I used to work in a public school, taught little kids computers during the day, and I taught adults computers at night. Also coordinated all the computers in the school. So huge amount of steadfast information for a long period of time, but basically been consulting for 33 straight years. We also taught community school classes. We still do teach classes around the Denver area. Not sure from what part of the country you're listening to, but teaching a lot of community school classes, either free or $8 for a two-hour class. So really low-end, low-price classes and stuff like that to help people get geared up and ramped up for their computer things. Oh, I was in a Turkish prison for 15 years, but we're not going to talk about that. Oh, I did train for the Olympics for 4 years on the bobsled team, but we're not going to talk about that either. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about those three things. The first thing is the Heartbleed situation. That actually, that word wasn't even around more than a couple months ago, I don't believe. They had somebody coin it, and then they made a logo out of it, and somebody's making money off of that logo. Picture of a Valentine's Day heart with a little dripping off some blood, basically, okay, or dripping off some paint. Well, this is a major situation, and people, I sent out newsletters to all my clients in Denver. We have close to 6,000 clients that we take care of all their business and home computers. But we sent out an email, and a lot of people come up with these questions like, yeah, but I have a Mac, and it doesn't really affect me, right, because I have a Macintosh. And yes, it does. What about me? I only have a cell phone. I don't even use a computer anymore. I just use a tablet and my cell phone. It actually affects you as well. So this affects a lot of people, a lot of people, and we're going to talk about it. So this is what the whole situation is. When you go to certain websites that are secure, it sends out a signal to the other website, okay, to let you know you're still there. You know, you ever go to your bank account or your bank, and after a certain amount of time, it says, are you still there? Press this button to let us know if you're still there, right? It doesn't know if you're still there and doesn't want to leave it open or unsecure with somebody, so it always checks that. Now, it does that a lot in the background to make sure that you have a secure connection between your computer and another computer. It's called a secure socket layer, SSL. If you ever see some of your websites, it won't say HTTP at the top. It'll say HTTPS, and that means it's a secure website that has a little communication going on in the background, even though you don't see anything. Okay, a lot of sites are like this. I mean, you can go to basically anything you sign in with a username and password usually uses an encrypted connection between your computer and their computer, okay, the secure server. And that's a really important word. secure. And everybody wants to hear that word. They feel comfortable when they hear that word. And oh my gosh, this hit the computer world like a freight train a couple weeks ago, because everything that we thought was secure was not secure. And in fact, this is a bug in secure computers that has been around for 3 years. Okay. 3 years. They discovered it 2 years ago. And programmers and stuff like that have been patching it or trying to protect their computers to make sure this doesn't happen. But really, it's got on the news in about 3 weeks ago. So it's kind of weird how it's been out there for 2 years, 3 years actually. They discovered it the whole 2 years ago, but everybody's panicking 3 weeks ago. So a lot of things are happening. And this is what happens. When you're on a secure network and you're connected to your bank, let's say, and while you're doing your transaction, your computer actually sends out a little signal that says, "Are you there?" Okay. And it echoes back. The server computer kind of echoes the information back and it says, "Are you there?" So you should have the same thing both ways, right? You could say, "I'm here," and it'll say, "I'm here." So it sends a signal back to you, and it just lets the server on the other side know that it's got an open connection, and then it's a secure connection between you and the other computer. Well, this is what's happening, though. Your computer, back up a second. The server on the other side uses a different kind of programming, and there's a program that's called OpenSSL. Okay, OpenSSL, Secure Socket Layer. Any server on the other side that was using that program has a vulnerability to it. So not all servers, but it's about 25% of the servers in the world. Okay, that's a lot of servers. A lot of servers. We're talking little ones, you know, some mom and pop shop selling something on the internet, to major, major, major companies and governments and banks around the world are using these types of servers. So 25% of the servers are running this thing called OpenSSL, and there's a glitch in there. So when you send out the signal that says, "Are you there?" it comes back with, "Are you there?" and sends you something like 40,000 extra characters. A character is like a letter or a number or a space that come from the server computer. It's not supposed to send out 40,000 characters. It's supposed to send out, "Are you there?" It's not supposed to send out 40,000 bits of information. Those bits of information are things that are in its memory, which are usually your email address or username and password for an account on that server. Now, it's not your password. It's somebody else's password. Does that kind of make sense? So you send out something, "Are you there?" Your computer is saying that. The computer on the other side comes back and says, "Are you there?" And it says somebody's email and somebody's password, or somebody's username and somebody's password. That's not your password. It's somebody else's. Now, nobody sees this. That's why it's been not well known for so long. Nobody sees what's coming back to the computer. What's happening is that if you have a special program that hackers do, people who have no jobs and a lot of computer skills, can get online and they run this program somehow, when they attach to the server, it bleeds out. That's why it's called a heart bleed instead of a heartbeat. That's what the heartbeat is. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? That's a heartbeat. A heart bleed bleeds out a little bit of information as it's giving that signal back. So it's going to say, "Are you there? Are you there? 647342 password." It'll give you some garbage information, but that garbage information are people's usernames and passwords. Do you got that? This isn't your username and password. This is if a bad guy attaches to someplace, let's just say it's a bank, it'll come back with possibly your username and password on their computer. That's kind of a scary thing. People did not know this widespread until about 3 weeks ago. And then it all turned the world upside down, because people didn't know it was this widespread for this long a period of time with this many passwords being bleeded out of their servers. Okay, the companies, many companies did not know about it. From what I hear is that somebody from Google actually discovered it 2 years ago, started patching the Google servers and making sure everything's secure there. And I don't know how the computer world works, but I guess he didn't tell anybody or whatever. So they were just patching it on their side. But it's been said, you could even Google this on the internet. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11. On the scale of dangerous security issues, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11. If your password is just being blurted out by other computers without your knowing about it, without your permission, that people can get into your account. That is a major thing. So one thing that we've had to do is start to not we, the server people had to start patching their servers. Okay, so they did whatever they do, and they patch the vulnerability so it's not going to let go any more passwords. But the problem is, if somebody's already done this, they already have your passwords. So it doesn't matter if they've patched their server or not. Your passwords for that server could be out there somewhere in the world. Got it? Okay, that's the first thing to be worried about. The next thing is that you're not sure which servers were vulnerable, and you're not sure when they patched them. Does that make any sense? You don't even know, because they're not going to say, hey, guess what, you guys, we kind of made a big problem here. Like, we kind of screwed up major issues, like, around the United States, and we're kind of bleeding out information. They don't say that. So let me read some of the things from some of the websites that have said this. Here's one from a major company. It says, our security teams worked quickly on a fix and have no evidence of anybody breaking into anybody's site. So that doesn't mean that nobody's broken in. They don't have any evidence of anybody's breaking in. Okay, it does not say that the site is secure. It just says they started on a patch immediately. Here's one that says, we fixed the issue. We didn't find any evidence of mischief. Well, there was no evidence of bleeding out there. Nobody recorded the passwords that are being let out because they didn't know the passwords were even being given out, right? A lot of sites, they don't know whether they've been patched or not. So what do you need to do? That's a really important question here, is what do you need to do if this happened to you? Well, we will tell you just a little bit more right after this short commercial break.